This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Southeast of the Prosh Activity Center for continuing coverage of the Nebraska State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. Coming to you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR and The Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. Also on the web, KKPR.com, KLIQFM.com. As the Ravenna Blue Jays take on the Sutton Mustangs, the winner will advance to tomorrow's 8:45 game against either Burwell or Johnson County. Doug Duda with you here on the new Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad to have you along with us here as we are into the ninth session, the third of the three sessions here on opening day. And we should have a good ball game here tonight between the Blue Jays and the Mustangs. You look at a Ravenna team that is coming in on a wild card after losing in the district finals to Axtell, 67-60, the number one and two teams in the state. And then for Sutton, you're looking at a young team that has won six consecutive ball games after starting the season 8-8, and that gets them here into the state tournament. They will start four sophomores and a junior. Now, there are three seniors on the squad, but Coach Steve Sponberg brings them all off of the bench. And so we will see if Sutton, who lost to Ravenna the first time these two teams played back in January, can turn things around here. It was really kind of the midway point of the season for both of the ball clubs. It's hard to believe that maybe they played more games after that meeting than before, but that game ended up being Ravenna winning it 66-49, but Sutton actually led that game at the half by one, but Ravenna poured on 28 points in the third quarter, and that full court pressure really ate up the younger Sutton guards the first time around. Coach Steve Sponberg told me before the game, he says, I think we're a better team now than we were then. And for Ravenna, Coach Paul Bronick says, we really had a good week of practice. They were disappointed with the way they played in the district championship game, even though it was against an outstanding Axtell ball club who played very well that night. Axtell has already advanced on here today, as has Archbishop Bergen in Class C2 with a 62-59 win over Hardington Cedar Catholic, so that was a great game here today. We will take a break and be back and take a look at the starting lineups and give you more of what's been happening around the state tournament after this 1 minute timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And we are back here at Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, offering access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank high standards of quality are met. First off, for the Sutton Mustangs, number two is a 5'10" sophomore guard, Sam Grease. He averages 6 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Number 12 is a 5'11" junior guard, Andrew Sheridan. He averages 5 points and 3 rebounds. Number 24, 5'9" sophomore guard, Lance Sponberg. The coach's boy, 12 points, leads the team in scoring, 2.5 rebounds. Number 30 is a 6'1" sophomore, Jordan Wagner. He averages 4 points, 3.5 rebounds. And number 34, 6'2" sophomore forward, Reed Wiebe. Averages 9 points and a team-high 7 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Sutton Mustangs is Steve Sponberg. They are assisted by John Ladoff and B.J. Smith out of the Southern Nebraska Conference. They made it to the state tournament by beating Deschler and Thayer Central in the sub-districts and downing Twin River 48-44 in the district final. They are 14-8 and ranked 8th in the Omaha World Herald this week. This is their first trip to state since 2006. They are a four-time state champion. Coach Sponberg, last state championship, 2003 in C2. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 20 is a 6'3" senior guard, John Klosterman. He averages 10.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and didn't play really the first half of the season, didn't even get into a game until the holiday tournament because he had broke his thumb the first day of practice. Number 21 is a 5'10" sophomore guard, Trevor Saborn. He averages 14.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Number 30, 6'3" sophomore, Connor Baronic, averages 14 points and 6.5 rebounds. Number 31, 6'3" senior Riley Baronic, averages 5.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And number 41, 6' senior Brett Douglas, averages 5.5 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bassnett, and Brian Duncan. Ravenna defeated Gibbon and then Blue Hill in overtime to win the sub-district and are here on a wild card after losing to number 1 Axtell in the district final. They are the defending Class C2 state champions. They won it in 2005 and 2009 and were the runner-up in 2006 for Coach Paul Baronic. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. It's time for the national anthem, so we'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Hogan's has it. So when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it. 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM. Here's what's happened so far today at the Boys State High School basketball tournament. In Class A, it was Norfolk downing Grand Island 69-44, and Omaha Creighton Prep defeated Omaha Bryan 62-50. Getting underway right now in Class A, it'll be Lincoln Southeast taking on Millard South, and Omaha Central will take on Lincoln High at 8:45. In Class B, South Sioux City pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat Sydney 67-55, and Ralston jumped out big early and then coasted to a 54-42 win over Adams Central. Right now at Pershing in Class B, Omaha Scutt is taking on Crete, and at 8:45, Beatrice will play Lincoln Pius X. In Class C1, the semifinals are set. Shadron defeated Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Minden came from behind to beat Fall City 46-41. Hastings St. Cecilia, no problem with Takema Herman, 80-44. And Norfolk Catholic able to hold off Grand Island Central Catholic 50-48. A Central Catholic three-pointer at the buzzer was no good. And so Norfolk Catholic will advance on. Here in Class C2, it was Axtell, no problem today, as they downed Dundee County Stratton by a score of 73-45. And then it was Archbishop Bergen, 62-59, over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Still to come tonight, Johnson County takes on Burwell. In Class D1, the semifinals are set there as well. Freeman beat Sandhill Stedford 54-43. Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey 56-39. Overton had their work cut out for them, but they did beat Randolph 55-45. And Humphrey St. Francis knocks out Exeter Milligan 53-32. And in Class D2, it was Ewing over Hartland Lutheran, 58-43. Hay Springs rallied in overtime today for a 69-66 win over Giltner. Underway at Lincoln Northeast, Hampton is playing Lynch, and at 8:45, Hay Center will take on Sterling. So that's what's going on here at the state tournament. We're ready for Ravenna Sutton, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip in 1 minute.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Reed Wiebe to jump center for Sutton. John Klosterman will go for Ravenna. The Blue Jays in the home white and blue trim. Sutton in the traveling black with red and white trim. Sutton from left to right. Ravenna from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. And let's get this quarterfinal game underway in the Class C2 Boys State Tournament in Ravenna. We'll win the opening tip. And we are underway. Connor Baronic on the right wing as they see Sutton open up in a man-to-man defense. Klosterman with it at the top of the circle, swings it into the left-hand corner to Riley Baronic, who goes right back to Klosterman. Cutting through is Sabor, nothing there. So they'll reverse it right corner to Riley Baronic. He'll take the dribble and bring it back out. Ravenna's been a lot more patient lately. Back cut to Connor Baronic, but the ball is out of bounds. It looked like it was tipped by Sutton. They say, no, it wasn't. So it's going to be a Ravenna turnover on the opening possession. And a good start there for the Sutton Mustangs. Ravenna will put on some man-to-man pressure here. Again, they had a ton of trouble, and they dribbled off their foot and steal it away. Saborn goes in for the layup and scores. So Trevor Saborn with the steal and score, and Sutton gives it up. They're down 2-0. As we said, Sutton was able to handle the pressure that Ravenna put on in the first half of the first game, but not in the second half. And it looks like Ravenna's changed it up and got right after him here in the first quarter. Sam Grease into the front court. So we get to the left-hand wing. First possession to the front court for Sutton. Get it down to the low post. Wiebe, turnaround jumper off glass, up and in. So Reed Wiebe immediately ties the ball game at 2 apiece. Into the front court. Here come the Blue Jays. Sutton won't pick them up until they get into that front court. Saborn with it. They're pretty quick. Off the dribble. A couple of young teams, as we said. There is only two senior starters on these 10 that are out there, both for Ravenna. And Connor Baronic drives the baseline. Got tied up, and a blocking foul going to be called on Sutton. Two free throws coming up for Connor Baronic. The foul is going to be called on Sutton's Jordan Wagoner. That is the first foul of the game. And Connor Baronic will go to the line to shoot two. And the first one on the way, and it's in. A young man that, as a freshman, made a ton of free throws and is a very good free throw shooter here. Second free throw now for Connor Baronic is on the way, and it is in. So Ravenna back up by 2, 4-2. And that full court pressure on. Sutton able to handle it this time. They throw through to Sponberg. Lance gets it into the front court. Stops well out on the right side and dumps it into the corner to Jordan Wagoner. Wagoner clears it back out to Sheridan. They'll quickly reverse it over to Sam Grease on the left wing. Brett Douglas on him. A little mismatch. Right side. Good ball movement here. And the shot is up and in by Andrew Sheridan. Sheridan caught and looked, and he was in good shape as Connor Baronic pulls up for a transition three at the other end. It is no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound over the back called on the Blue Jays. And the foul's on Brett Douglas. First foul of the game on Ravenna. Looked like Sam Grease was in there trying to pull down the rebound, so we'll give him credit for it. 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. It is 4-4 on KKPR FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Sutton. And how about the same for KLIQ FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Sutton. And another foul on Ravenna, bringing the ball up the floor, Greece. And the foul is going to be on Connor Baronic. Connor Baronic trying to sneak in from behind and knock it away. So his second. Tyson Anderson is going to check into the ball game. Sean Payne's going to check into the game. And also coming in, Lucas Wilkie. Coach Paul Baronic told me before the game that we might see more Lucas Wilkie in the game than usual for Ravenna. And he's in there with less than 2 minutes gone of the game. Ravenna's already went to the bench. Right now, Sutton with the ball. Andrew Sheridan on the right wing. Looks for the entry pass. Nothing there, so he'll dribble it out. Coach Sponberg changes up the offense. They'll swing it left side to Sponberg. Lance is there to the top of the circle to Jordan Wagoner. Right side to Greece. Greece looking inside. Cannot find Jordan Wagoner or Weeby, and the pass now will be swatted away out of bounds off of Ravenna. 5:44 to go in the first quarter. We are tied at four, Ravenna and Sutton. And Sutton will take it out in front of their fans on the far sideline. Take some time to get it in. Connor Baronic went for the steal and just about committed another foul, but they let it go, and Sam Greece will get it in, and they'll set up their offense. Coming to the top of the circle is Weeby. Over to Greece on the right wing. Looks for the cutter. Nothing there. Crossover dribble stays in place and hands it off to Jordan Wagoner. Wagoner up top. It goes to Sponberg. Good patient offense, and then driving the baseline and kicking it off. Weeby. Weeby on the drive from Sheridan, and Weeby couldn't handle it. Sutton turns it over for the second time. Up the floor, Saborn for the Blue Jays. Kicks it back to the trailer. Anderson. Nobody picks him up. Tyson to the hole. Too strong. Wilkie battling for the rebound. It ricochets out of bounds off of the Mustangs. It'll be Ravenna basketball. And now back into the ball game after a short breather. Klosterman, Riley Baronic, and Brett Douglas. And so all five starters have already been on the bench for a little bit of time with 5:08 to go in the first quarter. Coach Paul Baronic's going to believe that he has a deeper squad here today. Off the inbound, they lob it all the way up top to Anderson. Again, nobody picks him up. This time he'll drive left side of the key and lay it up and in. Tyson Anderson will have his first bucket, and Ravenna's up 6-4. Sutton spreads the floor here with 3 minutes gone of the game, and there's a hand. Not even a hand check, just a grab by John Klosterman because Lance Sponberg got him off the dribble. So Sutton has been kind of quick off the dribble a couple of times and have caught the Blue Jays. Klosterman with his first foul, third team foul on Ravenna. Sutton ball underneath their own hoop. And they're just going to clear it way out top to Sam Greece. Try and run into the corner right side, and then they go weak side, but Ravenna's right up to the task here as they zone the inbounds. Into the hands of Jordan Wagoner, and he says, I don't want it, and gives it to Lance Sponberg, and they get their offense going. Left wing to Greece. High post, wide open jumper from 14 feet. Jordan Wagoner can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, put back up, and is blocked in there by Tyson Anderson on the rebound attempt. Fast break the other way. A wild shot by Sean Payne. Won't go, and the ball comes out for a three to Klosterman, and Klosterman hits it. And John Klosterman on the ricochet makes it 9-4, Blue Jays by 5. At the other end, Sam Greece. And again, they kick it back out and work it to the weak side to Lance Sponberg. Sponberg against the man-to-man. They wanted a pick and roll, but Ravenna's all over it on the switch. Up top, they'll go to Weeby. Reed, one of the two buckets in the ball game here for Sutton. Sutton averages just 48 points a game on the offense, while Ravenna averages 63. They like a more up-tempo game. Ravenna gives up 53, but Sutton gives up just 42. In the corner for the 19-footer, it's no good by Weeby. And the rebound is brought down by Tyson Anderson. Up the floor they come to Riley Baronic. Didn't have the three. Klosterman to Payne outside of the paint. And he didn't want that, so they'll kick it back out. Brett Douglas swings it over to Riley Baronic. Looked at the three, but it's covered. Handed his face. Back out between the circles. They'll go to Klosterman. Klosterman, one dribble to the right side, gives it to Anderson. Sean Payne to the top of the circle. Sean back over to Klosterman on the right side, swings it left side to Douglas. He'll shoot the three, not this time, but he's pretty good from the outside. A lot of teams, if you haven't scouted Ravenna, can get burned by a Douglas three or a couple. Klosterman's going to drive right side baseline, force it no good, got his own rebound, and the second time is a charm, and a timeout called by Sutton. So the Ravenna Blue Jays are on a 7-0 run, and with 3:05 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Ravenna 11, Sutton 4. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
And we are back here at the Nebraska Boys State High School basketball tournament out of the Sutton timeout. They trail 11-4. Ravenna's on a 7-0 run. Full court pressure. The ball will come in to Jordan Wagner. And Wagner will throw it back to Sam Greason across the timeline. He'll come trying to stay out of that double team, and he gets called for the travel. Boy sneaking around from behind Trevor Saborn. Caught him off guard when he swung around to get away from Connor Baronic, and Sutton with their third turnover. Couple of scores. Boy, Omaha Scuts just destroying Crete. Crete got in out of that district with a roar and just 7-14. Scut jumped out 14-0, and they lead 20-2 as the ball is stolen away by Jordan Wagner. 2-on-1 the other way. Grease underneath the layup. Good. And the turnover turns into points there for the Sutton Mustangs. Long pass to Riley Baronic. He'll fire a three and answer. So the two is changed with a three. Baronic will get the first three of the ball game for Ravenna, and it's 14-6 in favor of the Blue Jays, leading it by eight. Into the front court with it, Sam Greece. And that's what's so frustrating to opponents of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Boy, they just turned it over, gave up a layup for two, and then on the other end, they can a three and actually win that little race. Here's Greece for three, and that's going to be off the mark, no good. Rebound, Riley Baronic tipped out of his hands, ends up in Connor Baronic's hands, and up the floor come the Blue Jays. Klosterman swings it to Connor. Shake and bake right side. He gives it off to Saborn. Saborn spin move right side. Tough shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Reed Wiebe. And up the floor comes Sutton. They're starting to run it a little bit. This is more Ravenna's pace. Greece takes it to the hole, scores, and draws the foul. Sam Greece has a chance at a three-point play and to cut the lead to five. In other basketball, as the foul's called on Riley Baronic, that'll be his first. And into the ball game, Max Leiniger for Sutton. That's their first substitution. Lincoln Southeast is up 14-7 in the first quarter of their game over Millard South. We'll keep you up to date on those games in progress from around the state tournament. The free throw by Sam Greece is up, no good, too strong, and the rebound brought down by Sean Payne. 14-8, Ravenna has led throughout the first quarter here. We were tied at four, then a 7-0 run. The back cut covered by Connor Baronic over to Anderson for three, and Tyson will knock it down. 5 points for Tyson Anderson, and if Ravenna hits their three-pointers, really nobody can beat him. And even Steve Sponberg told me that before the game, as we got a blocking foul in the backcourt on John Klosterman, his second. Coach Sponberg says, if they shoot well, we're in trouble. He goes, we have to make sure that they don't shoot the ball well. And right now, back-to-back threes give them that lead. But in the district final against Axtell, Ravenna was 4 out of 19 from three-point land. And tonight, they're off to a much better start. 17-8, Sutton, though, with the ball. And we've got a whistle, and they stood out of bounds on the sideline trying to move it. And out of bounds violation is called. So Sutton with their fourth turnover. 1:11 to go here in quarter number one. 17-8 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Off the floor with it to the high post, Sean Payne swings it left side to Lucas Wilkie. Outside the paint, but on the low post is going to be Saborn. Tries to make a spin move in the paint and puts it up and in. Trevor Saborn, that was a nice move by Saborn, and the lead is now out to 11 here. Ravenna off to a very good start, and Sutton's got to find a way to slow him down. Again, they don't want to get into a game in the 60s. They want to keep this game in the 40s, but that's not the pace right now. In the paint, Wiebe. Wiebe leans back. There's nobody there to lean on, and his turnaround jumper is no good. Offensive rebound the first time is Max Leiniger. His putback no good. Then Tyson Anderson has it for the Blue Jays. And up the floor they come. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Connor Baronic checks the clock, and maybe they're going to pull it out for one. He'll take the slow dribble backwards towards midcourt. Looks for his teammate, Saborn, to pass it to. Has to give it to Anderson because Andrew Sheridan making sure Saborn can't have it. Now Saborn will take it. He stands between the circles and goes to his right with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the pick, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good for Trevor Saborn. Limited time, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and the out-of-bounds. Sutton turned it over on the inbounds pass. And so still a chance here for the Blue Jays. With 4 seconds to go, they get it underneath their own hoop. Boy, Ravenna's got a chance maybe to put this one away in the first half. Maybe the first quarter if they score again here. Connor Baronic to throw it in. Looking for Saborn off a couple of picks. Covered, has to go all the way out towards midcourt. Klosterman catches it. John's going to take one from 28 feet, and it is good. Nothing but net. And that is a dagger. John Klosterman wasn't sure how much time was left. Somebody yelled at him. He's standing at the 28-foot volleyball line, and it was nothing but net. And at the end of one quarter of play, it is Ravenna 24 and Sutton 8. We're back in a minute after this timeout on KKPR and KLIQ The Breeze.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Huggins has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And we are back here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast to get another full house on hand. It is 24-8 Ravenna. Sutton gets the ball to start the second quarter. Ravenna hit three threes there in the last couple of minutes to pull away. Driving in, the shot no good underneath by Sheridan. The rebound brought down by Connor Baronic up the floor. The ball is going to not be handled by Klosterman and the steal made. Ravenna's third turnover. Sutton has five so far. Pull-up jumper and a foul will send Lance Sponberg to the line for the first time tonight. Ravenna's had a few more fouls called on him. This is six compared to one for Sutton. The foul on Trevor Saborn is his first. In the first quarter, turnover, Sutton 5, Ravenna 2. Rebounds, 6 for Ravenna, 4 for Sutton. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 for Sutton, 2 of 2 for Ravenna. As Sponberg puts the free throw up and in, he's got his first point. 3-point shooting, Ravenna was 3 of 4, and Sutton was 0 of 1. Sam Grease has 4 of the 8 first quarter points for Sutton. For Ravenna, John Klosterman had 8, Trevor Saborn had 6. And the second free throw now by Lance Sponberg is up, and it is in. So the young Sutton team cannot panic here and try and get it all back at once. They just got to find a way to try and slow down Ravenna. 24-10, Blue Jays lead it by 14, and Brett Douglas with it at the top of the circle against the Sutton man-to-man, which they've been in all game long. Up top with it is Klosterman. He'll give it off the top of the circle to Saborn. Into the corner, Riley Baronic for three. That's going to be short this time and picked up by Sutton's Lance Sponberg. Sponberg, long outlet pass into the front court. He'll get it to Austin Rath. Rath skip pass left side to Sam Grease, and his bounce pass inside is going to be knocked away. The steal is Klosterman all the way to the other end. John scores. Even through traffic, and Klosterman off to a great start. He's got 10 points. 26-10. Ravenna leads it by 16 here at Lincoln Southeast, and another near turnover, and now it is going to be knocked away and picked back up. Sutton having trouble holding on to the ball. They'll shoot a three. Sponberg, right-hand corner, no good. Ball tipped around and ends up in the hands of Riley Baronic. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. No rest. Brett Douglas, left baseline, cut off there by Wagoner, and he'll get rid of the ball. Klosterman will reverse it to Riley Baronic. Connor Baronic trying to post up on the weak side. That didn't work, so he'll pop out and take the ball, working on Sponberg. Up top, there's Brett Douglas for three, and it is good. Brett Douglas hits his first bucket and timeout on the floor for Sutton. Everybody's making shots right now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. It was 6:13 to go in the first half. Ravenna 29 and Sutton 10. We will be back in 30 seconds.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
And we are back here with high school basketball on the Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug Duda with you. From Lincoln Southeast, C2 basketball action continuing, and it is Sutton trying to get something going, and we are going to have a whistle and a blocking foul called on Ravenna as Reed Wiebe leans inside, and there was some contact. I think all the coaches were wondering what the call was going to be, and Sean Payne, Sean got waxed. He's bleeding. I don't know if he bit his tongue or bit his lip. Sean's the one that is going to be called for the foul. And the trainer, Scott Kratzer, is right on the bat. Hey, you got to love New West. They're there. They're here. They're taking care of their kids like they take care of them all year long. And so Kratzer is there, and they're going to have to take a little time to try and wipe the blood up off the floor. And I'm not sure if he bit his tongue or if he bit his lip, but he was bleeding pretty good. So they're out trying to clean the floor up a little bit here. So we still have a little time on the floor here, trying to get Sean Payne cleaned up. They do, of course, have him coming out of the basketball game. And Reed Wiebe still waiting to shoot his free throws. Omaha Scott leads Crete 33-5 in Class B. Lincoln Southeast is up on Millard South at last check, 22-13. Looks like they have about got everything cleaned up, and Wiebe's there to shoot the one-and-one, and the free throw is no good. The rebound is brought down by Connor Baronic. So Connor will bring it into the front court. They'll hand the ball off there. Into the ball game is Spencer Cremosta for Ravenna. Back over to Connor Baronic. Connor has it knocked out of his hands. And back into the ball game, Brett Douglas. And Klosterman's also going to return to the ball game. And so it will be Connor Baronic. A long three, and he nailed it. That's the Connor Baronic three-point range. That's his first field goal of the basketball game. It's now 32-10. Ravenna in a rout here in the first half over Sutton. And the Mustangs got to find a way to get something going here, get some confidence going. Have some fun. They get the ball inside, foul Tyson Anderson. He bit on the ball fake that time of Andrew Sheridan. And Sheridan will be going to the line to shoot a one and one. The foul on Tyson Anderson will be his first of the basketball game. And Sheridan to the line. Riley Baronic is going to come in. So Riley Baronic to check into the basketball game. First, though, free throws coming up. And it is on the way. Sheridan in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by John Klosterman. Third board for Klosterman. Into the front court, Brett Douglas has it. 5:14 to go, first half. It is 32-10, Ravenna. To the high post, Klosterman looks for the cutter. It's covered, so he'll get it inside to Douglas. Douglas back out to Klosterman. He drives into the paint. Spin move with the left hand. Up, no good, but he'll draw the foul. And Klosterman is going to go to the line to shoot two. Just the second trip to the charity stripe in this game for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Klosterman will put the first free throw up and in. The foul was on Austin Rapp, his first of the ball game. 11 points now for Klosterman. And the second free throw, as Ravenna will sub in if he makes it, and he does. So Klosterman knocks it down, and Lucas Wilkie is going to check into the ball game. This has to be a whole lot better than what Paul Baronic could have imagined. I mean, he said the kids practiced very well last week, but this is pretty insane. They are just hitting everything, and Sutton really, really, really struggling right now offensively. 34-10, Ravenna here in this Class C2 opening round game. Up the floor, Sam Grease, close to a five-second count, finally is able to get rid of it there to Max Leininger. And a walk is going to be called. Another turnover on Sutton. There's seventh. Coach Sponberg has already used two timeouts. And checking into the ball game is going to be Tyson Anderson for Ravenna. On the floor, Ethan Zorb, Tyson Anderson, Connor Baronic, Riley Baronic. And also into the ball game is going to be Saborin, and Trevor will have the ball up the floor. They're still working on Sean Payne over there after he bit his tongue or lip. I think it was his tongue on a hard foul. Ravenna ball, Connor Baronic drives right baseline, and Sam Grease is going to be called for the foul. And it'll be his first and just the third team foul on Sutton. Coming back into the ball game, John Klosterman, so Ravenna can freely sub right here. And also, Riley Baronic will come down as it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Connor Baronic looking to get it in. Still looking, and he'll throw it all the way towards midcourt to Klosterman, and John will walk it up one-on-one, tries to go by his man, Leininger. Can't do it, kicks it back out to Connor Baronic, top of the key to Tyson Anderson. Anderson spin move in the paint. Nowhere to go, kicks it back out. Riley Baronic spots up for three and hits it. Riley Baronic, his second three of the ball game. And we have a whistle. And it looks like there's still some blood out there. They had Brett Douglas come out of some blood. Now John Klosterman, the official, says he sees some blood on him. And so they're going to take a break to have him come out of the ball game right here. And as that happens, Brett Douglas will come back in. It is 37-10, Ravenna with the lead. Sutton to throw the ball in, and they will get it into the hands of Max Leininger. Leininger will give it back off, and Sutton has scored just two free throws so far here in the first 4 minutes of this quarter. Ravenna has put up 13 points, including three threes. They are 6 of 8 from beyond the arc. Crossover dribble up top there for Andrew Sheridan. He'll give it off to Wagoner. Wagoner hands it into the hands of Lance Sponberg. Sponberg drives and puts it up, and no good, but they're going to call it for a charge. Lance Sponberg, his first personal foul, fourth team foul. Coach Steve Sponberg saying, don't try and make something up for the last time down the floor. And it will be back over to Ravenna. Trevor Saborin up the floor with it. Comes to the right side, looks for a little room, hits the baseline. Off-balance jumper won't go that time. Rebound brought down by Sponberg, his team high third. Outlet pass to Andrew Sheridan, pulls up on the left wing. Shot is too strong, and Riley Baronic will have his second rebound. Baronic into the front court. Riley will give it to Connor. Straight away, long three again. That time it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Wagoner. Well, Connor hit a long one earlier. That time it does not go, and Sutton across the timeline. It'll be Wagoner with it over on the right side to Sheridan. Sheridan gives it off against his man-to-man defense up top to Leininger. Leininger on a give-and-go underneath, short jumper up, no good, and another charge on Lance Sponberg on the give-and-go. And, boy, just absolutely nothing going right for Sutton. 37-10, Ravenna, 3:08 to go here in quarter number two. At the half, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us for that here on KLIQ-FM and KKPR Classic Hits 98.9. It is Ravenna basketball, and Riley Baronic will have it in the corner. Pull it off to Klosterman. Klosterman will give and go. He gives it off and takes it back, and as he drives in, the shot will be blocked by Max Leininger. Leininger able to get in there and block the shot, and then at the other end, the three-pointer up and in. Sam Grease hits the first three of the ball game for Sutton in the first field goal of the second quarter, 2:40 to go, and it will be Ravenna at the other end. Connor Baronic thought about the three, then he gets tripped as he goes in, no call, and the rebound is brought down by Grease. Sutton will hustle the ball up the floor, give it off to Wiebe. He drives, and a foul. Wiebe will shoot two. Reed Wiebe, 0 of 1 at the line, has 2 points, and he'll shoot two here. Foul is on Trevor Saborn. That is his second personal foul. And two shots coming up for Reed Wiebe. And the first one is on the way, no good. Second free throw coming up, but first we're going to see some substitutions here for Ravenna. Coach Paul Baranek's team has a huge lead. And so he's going to freely sub here. We'll tell you who's in just a second. First of all, the second free throw coming up for Reed Wiebe, and he'll put it up and in. 37-14 is your score. And Ravenna is just dominating this basketball game. They have brought in Spencer Cremosta, Mark Cremosta. Also, we see Lucas Wilkie is in there, Ethan Zorb, and up the floor they come. Staying in is Trevor Saborn. Driving the baseline right side, a blocking foul called on Sam Grease as Wilkie tried to take it to the hole. And the foul on Grease will be his second. That is the team's sixth of the half. 37-14 your score. Hampton leading Lynch after one quarter of play, 10-7 in Class D2. Right now, Ravenna underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it into Zorb. Zorb clears it out top. 2:10 to go in the first half. Spencer Cremosta just holding the ball, finally has to dribble, and now kick it back out to Zorb. He'll give it to Mark Cremosta. Sutton holding him good defensively here. And Mark Cremosta needs some help. He lost his dribble, gives it over to Spencer, who runs out to take it, and back to Saborn. Saborn off the double pick, nowhere to go, and then throws a low pass over to Mark Cremosta, who can't handle it, and the fourth turnover for the Blue Jays. Sutton into the front court with Andrew Sheridan. Sheridan looks left, looks right, and comes to the left side again. Now gives it off to Wiebe in the paint. Spin move from 10, the leaner is good. Reed Wiebe with 5 points, and it's 37-16. Up the floor is Saborn. He's fouled in the backcourt. Reach-in foul going to be called, and this one is going to be called on number 12, Andrew Sheridan, and it's a 1-1 at the other end. And it's Sutton's seventh team foul. Ravenna has been whistled for 9, and Trevor Saborn will make his first trip to the line. Saborn waiting, fires, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Reed Wiebe. And up the floor comes Sutton trying to make a little run. They've scored the last 6 points in this basketball game. 37-16, they still trail by 21. Ball on the floor for Rath. Rath drives, dishes it off to Wiebe. Doesn't take the baseline jumper. Move the ball back up top. Kick it to the right side. Nothing there for Sheridan. Sheridan kicks it left side. Ball fake. No. Tries to get it inside. The ball's tipped and knocked away. Spencer Cremosta will come up with the steal. And a timeout going to be called here for Ravenna. Coach Paul Baranek called the timeout just when they made a nice pass for a fast break the other way. So we'll take one with them. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. 37-16 Ravenna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
At Prosh Activities Gymnasium in Lincoln at Lincoln Southeast High School. 55 seconds to go here in the first half, and Sutton on the defensive end and on the wrong side of a 37-16 ball game with Ravenna. Blue Jays called the timeout to set up a play. Let's see what that play is as the starters are back in now for the Blue Jays. Maybe just going to wait till the last shot, but we'll see. Saborn with it. Saborn gives it off to Riley Baranek. Baranek back out between the circles. Ravenna hit a shot with about 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Then Sutton turned it over, and Ravenna hit a 28-foot three-pointer. And now a little touch foul called on Max Leiniger. And that puts to the line to shoot the 1-1, John Klosterman. Klosterman is 2 of 2 at the line, has a game-high 12 points. He's the one that hit that long-range three at the end of the first quarter. And the free throw here is good. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll update you on the games currently going on. Let you know what's happened earlier today if you missed any of it. And, of course, still one more game to go. The 8:45 session will tell you who's playing in those. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is good for Klosterman. So he's 4-for-4 at the line. 39-16. And Wilkie will check back in for Ravenna with 28 seconds to go here in the half. Full court pressure put on. Sutton's able to get around it. And up the floor comes Sam Greets across the timeline right side. He'll stop and give it off to Reed Wiebe. Wiebe gives it off to Sponberg, back to his teammate Max Leiniger, down to 12 seconds. Center circle now, Sponberg has it. Lance guarded there by Tyson Anderson. Left wing down to 5 seconds. Ball knocked away by Anderson. Anderson trying to get to the other end. Kicks it to Brett Douglas. Long three. Banks it in at the horn. I mean, everything's going in right now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Brett Douglas wasn't expecting to catch that or have it passed to him, and he banked in about a 23-footer. So, three-pointers to end the first quarter and the second quarter, and at the half, it is Ravenna in a shocking, shocking score. The Blue Jays 42, Sutton 16. Remember the first time they played, Sutton led by one at the half and ended up getting beat by 17. Coming up, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, so stay with us. We'll be back in a minute at Lincoln Southeast to the boys. State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5 and Classic Hits, 98.9.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, Service Manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the Breeze, 94.5 FM, also on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, kliqfm.com. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It is Ravenna 42 and Sutton 16. Let's see if we can get you a few more scores from around the state tournament. At this hour, Lincoln Southeast is having their way with Millard South 37-18 in their ball game. And right now, pretty much every game is a big lead. Omaha Scutt at the half just destroying Crete 43-13. 43-13, Omaha Scutt leading Crete. They were out to a 38-5 lead in that basketball game. And the other contest going on in Class D2, it is Hampton taking on Lynch, and Hampton had the lead at last check, but we're waiting for a halftime score on that ball game. We will take a break and be back and update you on what else has happened here at the state tournament. We're back in a minute on KKPR and KLIQ.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Plus, a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
And welcome back to the state basketball tournament on the Breeze and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here's what's happened at the state tournament so far today. And this is where we are at in Class A. It is the first game of the day going to Norfolk, beating Grand Island 69-44. Omaha Creighton Prep beat Omaha Bryan 62-50. And at last check, Lincoln Southeast led Millard South 37-18. The final game will have Omaha Central taking on Lincoln High. In Class B, South Sioux City beat Sydney 67-55. It was Ralston over Adams Central 54-42. Omaha Scut right now is blowing out Crete at halftime. And the score there, as we told you just a moment ago, was 43-13 at the half. And still to come, Lincoln Pius X and Beatrice will play tonight. In Class C1, Shadron defeated Wilbur Claytonia 41-32. Minden over Fall City 46-41. Hastings St. Cecilia blew out Takema Herman 80-44. And in a one that went right down to the last shot, Norfolk Catholic beat Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 50-48. Earlier today in Class C2, it was Axtell hitting 5 3-pointers in the second quarter and pulling out to a 41-20 halftime lead and cruising to a 73-45 win over Dundee County Stratton. Spencer Fecht and Bryce Runge each had 20 points in the ball game for the top-ranked 23-1 Wildcats. Axtell will play the winner of this. Advance on to play Archbishop Bergen. Archbishop Bergen, a 62-59 winner today over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Of course, here we're at the half. Ravenna leading 42-16. And Ravenna will advance on, it looks like, to play the Burwell Johnson County winner tomorrow night at 8:45. Both the Axtell and the Ravenna Sutton winner, whoever comes out of this game, will be on the Breeze tomorrow night. In Class D1, Freeman beat Sandhill Stedford 54-43. Emerson Hubbard, 56-39, 56-39 was the score there. And also Overton rallies in the second half to beat Randolph, 55-45. And Humphrey St. Francis beat Exeter Milligan, 53-32. In D2, Ewing beat Heartland Lutheran, 58-43. Hay Springs goes overtime to beat Giltner, 69-66. At the half, Hampton leads Lynch, 30-16. And then Sterling, the defending champion, will play Hay Center at 8:45. We'll take a break and be back with the first half stats in 1 minute from Lincoln.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Huggins has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast. Let's take a look at the first half numbers, starting with Sutton, and here's how things look there. Sam Grease leads the way with 7 points and 2 rebounds. Andrew Sheridan has 2 points. Max Leininger, a rebound and a blocked shot. Lance Sponberg, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Wagner has 1 rebound, and Reed Wiebe has 5 points and 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. And turnovers, 5 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Sam Grease and Lance Sponberg each have 2. 8 points in each quarter, and Sutton has 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 9 turnovers. We'll look at the first half numbers for Ravenna in 1 minute.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers now for the Blue Jays. John Klosterman has a game-high 14 points and 3 rebounds. Trevor Saborn had 6 points. Also, Tyson Anderson has 5 points in the basketball game, 2 rebounds and a block shot. Connor Baronic, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Baronic, 6 points on a couple of threes, 2 rebounds. And Brett Douglas has a couple of threes. He's got 6 points. Sean Payne, 1 rebound. And for Ravenna, 14 out of 25 in the first half of play. And that would compute out to about 60%. So they're shooting the ball real well. And we knew that already. Rebounds, 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throws, 2 of 2 in the first, 4 of 5 in the second. Also, 3-point shooting, 3 of 4 in the first and 3 of 5 in the second. 2 turnovers in each quarter. Foul situation, John Klosterman, Trevor Saborn each have 2. 24 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second at the half. Ravenna, 42 points, 11 rebounds. 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. 6 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block and 4 turnovers. And Ravenna is rolling over Sutton at the half, 42-16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll start the second half in 1 minute.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays, plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The Ravenna Blue Jays will get the ball to start the second half, and they lead it 42-16. Their biggest lead, 27 points at 37-10. Klosterman will drive into the corner. A three to start the half will be no good by Saborn. And the backside rebound will be pulled down by Lance Sponberg, his team high's fourth. He'll push the ball into the front court and give it off to Jordan Wagoner. Wagoner gives it off to Sam Grease, way out there. Thought about taking that long three, but instead will give it to Wiebe, who will reverse it to the weak side. And holding on to the ball, Andrew Sheridan. Looks like the same five starters for both teams. Grease, Sheridan, Sponberg, Wagoner, and Wiebe for Sutton. Klosterman, Saborn, both Baronix and Douglas the other way. And driving in for a nice little layup is going to be Andrew Sheridan. And Sheridan with his second bucket of the ball game, 42-18. Be interested to see what Ravenna does here in the second half. Huge lead. Shot 56% in the first half. Connor Baronic drives. Connor Baronic scores. That's his first two-point bucket of the ball game, 44-18. It's a lot like the Axtell game earlier today. If Ravenna can extend this lead here, they can play all 12 of their suited kids and be well-rested for tomorrow night's semifinal against either Burwell or Johnson County Central. For Sutton, they're really going to have to shoot lights out here in this third quarter just to give themselves a chance to get back in the game. And into Sheridan again. He'll put the little double clutch up. No good. Might have made that tougher than it needed to be. And the rebound brought down by Riley Moronic. His third. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. To Douglas in the left-hand corner. Didn't want it. They'll kick it back out top between the circles to Riley Moronic. And the teams are between the circles here. Cross-court pass. Riley Moronic on the skip. He'll haul it in there. Up top, they'll give it to Saborn. Saborn was looking like he wanted to make a move inside. Kicks it to the left-hand corner to Riley Moronic. Off the pick. Saborn can't get a shot away. Back out to Connor Moronic. Good ball fake around. Sponberg comes to the hole. He got grabbed. He'll lay it up and in. Sponberg grabbed him when he got beat, and Connor was able to finish the play. And that'll be the first 4 points of the half by Connor Moronic. And Lance Sponberg, that's his third personal foul. First team foul, and into the ball game, Tyson Anderson. Also into the ball game is Lucas Wilkie, and Sean Payne will check in as well. And he's wearing Josh Crowell's number because he had blood on his other jersey, so that might be a little small. Free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Reed Wiebe off that free throw miss, and Sutton having trouble getting the ball up the floor. Going to be close to a 10-second count, and they don't get there. In fact, it wasn't even close. Sutton's 10th turnover of the basketball game. And now is learning time for Sutton. They've got kids that can be here the next couple of years, starting four sophomores and then a couple of juniors into the mix as well. Here comes Spencer Cremosta into the ball game. 44-18. And the inbounds pass comes to Spencer. He'll give it off there to Tyson Anderson, to Payne. Payne back out between the circles to Saborn. Saborn left side of the key. Little floater up off the glass and in. 8 points for Trevor Saborn. 48-18, the largest lead of the game now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Up by 30. And at the other end, the ball is turned over by Sutton. Boy, they just are deflated right now. And into the ball game will come Lance Sponberg. And with 5:15 to go here in the third quarter, it'll be Saborn on the pick and roll into Payne. Payne got shoved a little bit, but gained his balance and lays it up and in. Sean Payne puts it up and in. So Sean able to get the job done. His first bucket of the ball game. Up the floor, the Sutton Mustangs looking at the three. Sponberg couldn't get it back out between the circles to Sam Grease. Grease will give it off there to Austin Rath. Rath, nothing there. Reverse it over to Grease. Open look at the three. Sam fires, but it's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound put up by Wiebe. No good. And then it's going to be pulled down there by Ravenna's Lucas Wilkie. And up the floor they come. Turnaround jumper Saborn in the paint from 10. No good. And an over-the-back foul on Lucas Wilkie. That'll be the first foul of the half on Wilkie. 50-18. Did not see this coming at all. Ravenna is just in total control. And the five starters back in, back out, back in, back out. And it'll be Sutton ball underneath their own hoop to throw it in. Here they come. Across the timeline, Wiebe will get it there to Rath, top of the circle. Austin looks to the right and gives it there to Sponberg. Sponberg holds the ball. A couple of dribbles. Doesn't go anywhere on the right wing. Back up to Sam Grease. Swings it left side to Reed Wiebe. Back up top they go to Grease. Sam squares. Nothing there. 4:10 to go. Third quarter. 50-18 Ravenna. And the ball comes into the paint. Nothing there. Back out for a three. Rath off the side of the board. No good. It goes out of bounds. I'm going to say it was partially blocked. That's why it was so far off the mark. And Sutton will maintain possession underneath their own hoop. 4 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. 50-18 Ravenna. Sutton will get a three away. Sponberg off the inbound. It's no good. And a tie-up on the rebound between Brent Douglas and Jordan Wagoner. And the ball will belong to the Sutton Mustangs here. And checking in for the Blue Jays will be Mark Cremosta. Boy, when Coach Paul Veronic tells them to go in, they are like hot seat. They just get jumped right off that chair, and they are sprinting to the scorer's table. Sutton basketball trying to cut into this lead, just trying to get something going offensively here. Again, just 2 points now here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. 50-18, Ravenna with just 8 points here, so they've slowed their offense down a little bit since 42 in the first half. Top of the key, driving in Rath. He'll come off the shove, miss the shot. Rebound brought down by Douglas as he goes to the ground. He's able to shuffle it off to Baronic, and into the front court they come. It is Mark Cremosta on the right wing. Back to Douglas. Cremosta has some room but doesn't want to take the baseline. And instead they'll pop it back out to John Klosterman. Klosterman, who has a game-high 14. Crossover dribble left side to Riley Baronic. Back to him on the left wing from Mark Cremosta. Klosterman decides to drive, and there's going to be reach-in foul on Sam Grease. Third of the game on Grease, second of the half on Sutton. Into the ball game now for the black and red of Sutton will be Andrew Sheridan and Max Leiniger. It'll be Connor Baronic to throw it in underneath his own hoop here for the Blue Jays. Looking, still looking, and finally dumps it into the corner there to Cremosta. Has to give it right back to Connor and out to Douglas outside the arc. Top of the circle they'll go. Cremosta back over to Connor Baronic. Douglas trying to post up. Nothing there. Comes to the baseline. Connor Baronic throws through the paint to the corner to Klosterman for three. It's off the mark. No good. Brett Douglas battles for the board and punches it to Connor Baronic, who puts it up and in. So Douglas kept it alive, and Baronic was there to take advantage. Six of the quarter, 11 in the game. And a foul trying to make the steal, Brett Douglas. That'll be the second foul on Brett. When Brett dives and misses and runs into the offensive player, it makes quite the thud. And again, switching four more players into the ball game. Here's Tyson Anderson, Wilkie, Mark Cremosta's in there. Also, Saborn will stay on the floor with Klosterman. Sutton ball, still just 18 points, and finally driving in. Leiniger puts the scoop shot, no good. Wiebe got the rebound. He'll put it back up. It will just not go in, and the rebound brought down by Lucas Wilkie. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. They'll reverse it over to Klosterman. Open look at a three. John fires. It's off the iron. No good. And the rebound brought down by the Mustangs. Lance Sponberg. Outlet pass into the right front corner. He'll try and get it back to Sponberg. And stepping in front is going to be Tyson Anderson. Third turnover of the half on Sutton. 12th of the game. All the way to the other end. Saborn tries to wedge his way through there. Puts the shot up. No good. Sheridan has the rebound for Sutton. Outlet pass to Rath. Rath comes into the paint. He loses control, but the ball goes out of bounds off of the Blue Jays. Into the ball game for Ravenna is Ethan Zorb. 1:53 to go, third quarter. Ravenna 52 and Sutton 18. Kind of like last week, there's been a mixture of close games and blowouts. And here in C2, we've had one close game and two blowouts as 1 and 2. Have blown out their opponents, and Sutton will turn the ball over again on the inbounds pass. And at the other end, the dish off to Wilkie, missed the short jumper. The rebound brought down by Wiebe. Up the floor they go, 2-on-1. Wiebe, Leiniger drives and scores. Max Leiniger finally snaps that 5-minute drought offensively here for the Sutton Mustangs, 52-20. Spencer Cremosta up top, gives it off to Zorb. Zorb looks into the left-hand corner. Nothing there. Skip pass all the way to the right side to Trevor Saborn. Saborn will hold the ball. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Saborn into the corner. Gets it to Spencer Cremosta. Looked at a three, didn't take it. Back out to Saborn on the left wing. He's going to drive, force that fadeaway jumper, and it rattles home. Saborn now with 10 points in the basketball game. 54-20. Ravenna still puts on some token backcourt pressure. But they'll get it into the hands of Sponberg, and he'll be able to bring it across the timeline. Between the circles they go to Leiniger. Leiniger comes to the right side and dishes it off to Sheridan. Sheridan picks his dribble up, needs some help to Leiniger, who's trapped in the right-hand corner. And he'll throw it off of a leg and out of bounds. Good play there. Threw it off Saborn's leg to keep the possession. 41 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Again, there's not been much for close games here this session. And the ball comes back into the hands here of Sponberg for three, and he'll put it up and in. Lance with his first field goal of the ball game with 35 seconds to go here in quarter number three, 54-23 Ravenna. Ball into the hands of the Blue Jays, possibly for the last shot. With it is Cremosta. That is Mark to get it up top to Wilkie to Zorb, and there is a big fight away from the basketball underneath between Tyson Anderson and Andrew Sheridan, and Sheridan is going to be called for the foul. Second on Sheridan, third in the half, and into the ballgame for Sutton, Lance Grease, the 6-foot senior guard. 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. It is all Ravenna, 54-23. 19 seconds, and they'll have to throw it up top to Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie will give it off there to Cremosta, trying to get another shot to end the half or end the quarter. They've hit threes at the end of the first and the second, down to 8 seconds. Here's a little give and go, and this time it's a layup inside for Tyson Anderson. Can Sutton get a shot away? 2 seconds, 1 second from just over half court. It's on the way and no good off the hands of Austin Rath. And after three quarters of play here at the C2 State High School Boys Basketball Tournament, it is Ravenna 56, Sutton 23. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back after this on The Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanish Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanda's in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Prash Activities Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. Boys State C2 basketball tournament enters the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits and The Breeze. It is Ravenna with the ball and a 56-23 lead over Sutton. And driving the baseline, the shot is going to be blocked by Leiniger. The second time, though, he's going to foul John Klosterman. And Klosterman, who had all 14 of his points in the first half, will go to the line to shoot two. Second foul on Leiniger. Fourth team foul of the half here on Sutton. Klosterman still leads all the way with 14 points, 11 for Connor Baronic, 10 for Trevor Saborin. For Sutton, they are led by Sam Grease with 7. And the free throw is up, and it is in, 57-23. After three quarters, Hampton no problem with Lynch, 45-22. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Klosterman now has 16 points, 58-23, as the fourth quarter will just be kind of a scrimmage as both teams will play things out here on this opening day. And driving in, Leiniger got by Riley Baronic but missed the shot, and the rebound is tipped out to Saborn, and Trevor's going to push the ball up the floor, give it to Connor Baronic, out to Riley for another three, and it's up and in. The third three-pointer of the ball game for Riley Baronic, the first three of the second half for Ravenna. They're now 7 of 13 beyond the arc, 61-23. Sutton for a three-pointer. It won't go. Rebound, Connor Baronic. And here we go again for the Blue Jays. Up the floor with it. They'll give it back to Connor. He walked. Klosterman turned and kicked it back to the trailer. And a little stutter there. And Connor with the walk. The first turnover of the half for Ravenna. Just their fifth of the game. Sutton turned it over four times in the third quarter. They have 13 in the game. Up next here, it'll be the Burwell Longhorns taking on Johnson County Central. And the winner of that will play Ravenna tomorrow night at 8:45 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, Sutton with the ball. Off the pick up top, another walk. This one on Sheridan trying to rub off the screen. Ravenna has made their substitutions again here, and on the floor, you have got Wilkie and both Cremostas, Zorb, and handling the basketball is Tyson Anderson. Over on the right side, Wilkie thought about making a drive, then decided not to, almost walked with the ball, gives it off to Spencer Cremosta. He drives left side, gets deep, can't get the shot, kicks it out for an 18-footer, up and in. Ethan Zorb knocks it down, his first shot. Yeah, the PA man and I were both kind of screened there, and we couldn't tell who knocked it down. They're going to say it was Ethan Zorb with his first bucket. 63-23. At the other end, finally getting up and in, Austin Rapp was able to get inside on the baseline and get the first bucket for Austin Rapp in the ball game. 63-25, Ravenna. Blue Jays with the basketball. We have 6 minutes to go in the game. Driving in, we've got a foul away from the ball. Anderson drove, and on the pick, pushing over Ethan Zorb was Andrew Sheridan. Sheridan with his third personal foul. And coming into the ball game, Sam Greese again for Sutton. That's the 15th foul called now in the basketball game. After three quarters in Class A, Lincoln Southeast leads Millard South 53-28. And Ravenna with the basketball here. They'll get it around the perimeter. Anderson won't take the shot. They'll reverse it over to Wilkie. Wilkie comes to the low block, into the double team, puts the jumper up, no good. Rath has his first rebound of the ball game, and up the floor comes Sutton. Sponberg finds a little seam all the way to the hole. Now he's too deep, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Rath, it's on the way short. Rebound comes down to Rath. He'll put it back up and in and draw the foul. So Rath with both buckets here in the fourth quarter for Sutton, and he's got a chance to add a free throw. The foul is on Ethan Zorb, his first. See if we can pick up a few more scores here for you. And the free throw is up, and it is in. So that will complete the three-point play for Rath. All five of his points are here in the fourth quarter. Cremosta, long pass. He got trapped. He threw it away. Turnover, Ravenna. Here comes Sutton, two on two, all the way down, and laying it up and in is Reed Wiebe. 7 points for Reed, and it's 63-30. So Sutton have a little success here, but as they try to get a steal in the backcourt, they foul Tyson Anderson. And the foul is going to be on Rath. Austin Rath with his second. Now back into the ballgame. Connor Baronic, Riley Baronic, John Klosterman, Brett Douglas, and Trevor Saborn. So Coach Paul Baronic's rotating in all the kids that he has suited up here. And right now the jumper is going to be put up and in by Trevor Saborn. Pulls up for a little 12-foot jumper left of the key. 65-30, and he's got a dozen points. Wiebe has it out between the circles. Looking for a pick from Greece and Brett Douglas, trying to fight through it. And while he does that, a carry going to be called on Sutton. 15th turnover. We got a timeout on the floor called by Sutton. With 4:56 to go in the ballgame, Ravenna 65, Sutton 30. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes, from Kirshner Implement.
Well, the Ravenna Blue Jays with a great start to the defense of their state championship. It is 65-30 here. Blue Jays with the basketball. And Riley Baronic has it on the left wing. Baronic will get it back out between the circles to John Klosterman. Klosterman with a couple of dribbles and holds onto the ball. Holding, holding, gives it over to Riley Baronic, to Connor Baronic. Connor, a little room on the baseline, drives, runs out of room, throws it through to Brett Douglas. And we'll go back up to the top of the circle. Now back underneath Connor Baronic. Sam Greese is able to defend him out. Can't let him get the shot away, and back out to Riley Baronic. Riley back out, Brett Douglas goes left side into the hands of Klosterman. 4:10 to go in this basketball game, and a lot of passing going on here for the Blue Jays. Brett Douglas on the left side of the key, gives it off to Klosterman. Klosterman drives inside and kicks it back out top to Riley Baronic. Riley will give it over to Saborn. He's cut off, so Sutton's hanging in there with the defense, and Ravenna just running some clock right now. They've got it down to 3:55 to go in a 65-30 ball game here for the Blue Jays. Back over to Connor Baronic. Connor, little stutter dribble, right side of the key, comes in, and we've got a blocking foul to finally put an end to this on Sutton. And the foul is going to be called on Sam Grease, and that is his fourth, but it also is the seventh team foul, and a 1-1 coming up here for Connor Baronic, who is 2 of 3 in this basketball game. Checking into the game is going to be Andrew Sheridan. 3:46 remaining. Ravenna had 42 points in the first half and knocked down 6 of their first 9 three-pointers. Free throw by Connor Baronic is up, and it is in. Ravenna will improve to 23-3. Sutton will see their 6-game winning streak come to an end and end their season at 14-9. Second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Connor Baronic hits them both. He's now got 13 points, and it is 67-30 in favor of the Blue Jays. 3:40 to go. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Right now, Leiniger has it, gives it off for a drive that is scooped up and in by Austin Rapp. Rapp has 7 points here in the quarter, and it's 67-32. Sutton hasn't scored more than 8 in any quarter until now, and they've got 9 here, and the ball is stolen away. Weeby going to the other end, and he'll put the layup up and in. Sometimes Coach Paul Baronic will call a timeout to refocus his kids. He's got a lot of starters out there, but right now they're just coasting. 67-34, which you can do when you're up by 33 points. Klosterman to Saborn, back up top to Douglas. On the low block, they'll get it into Saborn. Klosterman, turnaround jumper, no good. Riley Baronic is going to pull down a rebound. His fourth out to Douglas for 3. The three-pointer is going to stick on the heel, no good. And Leiniger has the rebound here for the Sutton Mustangs. And we've got a foul in the backcourt called on the Blue Jays, and there's going to be substitutions coming in. The foul is going to be called on Riley Baronic. That'll be his second of the ball game. It is just the fourth of the half. Now Spencer and Mark Cremosa, Ethan Zorb, Lucas Wilkie, and Tyson Anderson come in for Ravenna. Here's Lance Grease coming into the ball game for Sutton. That'll probably be the last we see of the starters tonight for Coach Paul Baronic. So Sutton a chance to maybe get this game a little bit closer. 67-34 is your score. Sponberg with it into the front court to Weeby. He tries to make a skip pass and throws it way over the head of Max Leiniger. And a Sutton turnover. That'll be their 16th of the basketball game. So some fans starting to file out here as they get ready for game 2 of this final session tonight. Burwell and Johnson County Central fans waiting to squeeze in or move down as the case may be. And we have 2:35 to go in our game. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Ball handed off to Cremosa, knocked out of Mark Spencer's hand. Steal is made by Sponberg. He'll come to the other end, but the layup is too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, Weeby. He'll put it up, no good. And run down in the corner there by Ethan Zorb. So even off the steal, Sutton couldn't finish at the other end. Now Spencer Cremosa takes the long outlet pass, kicks it back up top there to Ethan Zorb. Zorb on a give and go, gets it back from Cremosa into the paint, nowhere to go, kicks it on the wing. Here's a three-pointer, Lucas Wilkie, up and in. Wilkie hits the three-pointer, his first of the basketball game, 70-34, Ravenna with a minute 55 to go at the other end. Lucas Grease spins and a walk going to be called. He tried to go down the left baseline and spun a little too much, and into the ball game for Sutton is going to be Nels Johnson, Dustin Hahn, and Tyler Keenan. So Coach Lance Steve Sponberg clearing the bench here with a minute 52 to go. 70-34 in favor of Ravenna, and it will be the Blue Jays basketball in the backcourt. Bringing the ball up will be Tyson Anderson. Anderson to the left side to Spencer Cremosa, starting to try to find guys that maybe haven't scored now. To Zorb. Zorb top of the circle, now dribbles to the left side of the key, now dribbles to the right side and gives it to Wilkie. Wilkie inside off the pick. They get it to Cremosa, and he'll be fouled by Lance Grease. To the line will be Mark Cremosa to shoot a pair of free throws with 1:32 to go in our basketball game. In other scores, Lincoln Southeast 53 and Millard South 38 in the fourth quarter of play. Scott 68, Crete 32, and I believe that might be a final in Class B. And Hampton taking care of Lynch as the free throw is up and no good. 70-34, a second free throw coming up here for Mark Cremosa. And let's see if he can get this one a little bit into that cylinder. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down, though, by Ethan Zorb. They'll kick it underneath, and we've got a reach and a foul. And a one-and-one coming up here for the Blue Jays. The foul is going to be called on Paul Van Kirk, who's into the ball game. His first. Thought we had got everybody that was in the game, but hadn't mentioned Paul yet. At the line is going to be Mark Cremosta again, this time a one-and-one. Free throw is on the way, and it will not go too strong. Rebound brought down by Nels Johnson. They'll get it to Tyler Keenan, and Keenan will bring it across the timeline with a minute 20 to go in the game, 70-34 Ravenna. This one really has never been close. It was 24-8 at the end of the first quarter and never got tighter after that, 42-16 at the half. And here's the ball stolen away by Wilkie. Wilkie to the other end. He'll dish it off to the trailer, Cremosta, and Spencer will lay it up and in. Spencer Cremosta with his first bucket of the ball game, 72-34, 1 minute to go, and we get a foul in the backcourt. The foul will be called on Lucas Wilkie. That's his second, and it is the 15 foul, so we don't have to go to the line and shoot any free throws. It'll be Sutton basketball, and Lance Grease will get it into Tyler Keenan. Under a minute left in our basketball game, he will hand it off to Paul Van Kirk. Van Kirk bounce pass up top to Grease. So a few of the Sutton Mustangs trying to get their name in that scorebook. Off to Dustin Hahn. Hahn on the right wing. He'll skip pass it over the left side to Johnson. Nels, nowhere to go, down to 40 seconds in the game. Up top, Van Kirk decides to take it into the paint. Eight-footer is too strong. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. Anderson with an outlet pass to Mark Cremosta. Into the front court, he'll throw it into the corner to Lucas Wilkie. 25 seconds to go. Lucas will walk with the basketball as he tried to make a pass to Zorb, and then Zorb was covered and couldn't hold it back. 24 seconds remain. And Sutton with one more possession here. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Sutton, and KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Sutton, and Ravenna. Up top, Lance Grease. He'll drive in, run into a couple of defenders, and lose the basketball. We're down to 10 seconds. Blue Jays, well, they're going to throw it right back. It's tipped by Tyler Keenan. 7 seconds to go. All Ravenna has to do is throw it in and watch the clock wind down, and they will advance on to the state semifinals. Yet again, a mainstay here in Class C2. And the Blue Jays will throw it in. And for some reason, Sutton commits a foul. They're not going to call it. We're going to have a jump ball, though. Van Kirk tried to knock it out of there, and it will be Sutton ball with 3.4 seconds to go. And Sutton will throw it into Van Kirk. Van Kirk drops it, and out of bounds it goes. And he spikes the ball. A technical foul called here on Sutton. Yeah, see, 1.5 seconds and a technical foul called because Paul Van Kirk, after he dropped the ball out of bounds, spiked the ball. And as we've all known since we're 5 years old, that's the one thing that's going to get you the tee because he spiked it and he didn't catch it. It went about 20 feet in the air. The official had to call the tee. So they're going to give Mark Cremosta the chance to shoot the technical free throws, try and get him in the scorebook. Won't go. He's 0 for 4 from the line here in the quarter. One more chance here. Ravenna fans pulling for him. The free throw is on the way, and it's in. So Mark Cremosta gets in the scorebook. 1.5 seconds. Ravenna will just throw the basketball in, and this game will be over. So it was domination tonight, a lot different than the first time that these teams met. And the final score, the Ravenna Blue Jays 73 and the Sutton Mustangs 34. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Keep it here on the Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're back in a minute.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Prash Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School. Doug Duda with you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, the Sylvan Learning Postgame Show on our respective stations, The Breeze and Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Final score here was Ravenna 73 and Sutton 34. Coach Paul Baronic expected to join us here in the postgame show to talk about the victory. And Southeast leading in Class A, 57-45 over Millard South. Omaha Scutt a winner in a Class B very easily, and Hampton has beaten Lynch in D2, 63-38. We'll take another break and give you the final stats of our game in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays, plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
The prescription for success in today's world is teamwork. We should know. We're Swanis Pharmacy. Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays in the game from Ravenna's prescription leader. Stop into Swanis in Ravenna for gifts and cards, too.
And we are back. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our ball game that we had for you here, starting with the Sutton Mustangs. Sam Grease ends up with 7 points and 2 rebounds. One rebound for Nels Johnson. Andrew Sheridan had 4 points and a rebound. Max Leiniger, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. Austin Rapp with 7 points, 1 rebound. Lance Fonberg, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Jordan Wagoner had 2 rebounds, and Reed Wiebe ends up leading the way with 9 points and 7 rebounds. Sutton had 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, and 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for the Mustangs, 9 in the first half, and 10 in the second half of play. Sutton had 16 points at halftime. They had 18 in the second half. And for the Mustangs, they are held to 34 points. Now, that's not their season low, but it is the third lowest output of the year for Sutton. Now, St. Cecilia held them to 24. And they were held to 33 by Freeman, who is also an outstanding basketball team. And in the D1 semifinals, had a record of 24-2. St. Cecilia's in the C1 semifinals. So Sutton played a very, very tough schedule. And they will end the season with that 34 points, 21 rebounds, 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 2 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block, 19 turnovers. And the 6-game winning streak comes to an end, and so does the season for Sutton with a record of 14-9. We'll take another timeout, look at Ravenna's numbers, and talk with Coach Paul Baronic. It's coming up in 1 minute here on KKPR and KLIQ.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show, the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Let's take a look at the numbers for Ravenna. They were able to get everybody involved in the basketball game here, and I believe everybody that suited yes did score in this basketball game for the Blue Jays. Spencer Cremosta, 2 points. John Klosterman ends up leading the team with 16 points. 14 of those were in the first half. He had 3 rebounds. Trevor Saborn had 12 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Anderson, 7 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Connor Baronic, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Riley Baronic hit 3 threes, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Mark Cremosta with 1 point. Brett Douglas, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Ethan Zorb, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 3 points, 2 rebounds. And Sean Payne, 2 points, 1 rebound. Sean, I believe it was his tongue. It might have been his lip. There was a hard foul in the second quarter. He ended up having to come out of the game for quite some time to try and make it stop bleeding. He ends up changing his jersey, and he played just a couple of minutes there in the second half of play. So they were able to get things done tonight without Sean, but they will definitely need him for tomorrow night's semifinal. I had Ravenna for 11 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half, free throw shooting 6 of 7 in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half, 3-point shooting 6 of 9 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Ravenna, 4 in the first half and 5 in the second half. The Blue Jays had 42 points at halftime, 31 points in the second half, and Ravenna will finish with 73 points, 23 rebounds, 11 out of 17 at the free throw line, 8 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block and 9 turnovers, and Ravenna will improve to 23-3, and the defending state champions in C2 will advance on with a 73-34 win over Sutton and play tomorrow night at 8:45 at Pershing Auditorium against the winner of the Burwell-Johnson County game. If it's Burwell, that'll be an old rematch. I think this might have been the first year, second year that they hadn't played him. Burwell, of course, a longtime member of the Lou Platt Conference, and that should be a fun ball game if Burwell wins. But Johnson County, very good, too, at 22-3. And you'll hear that game tomorrow night on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You'll have the Axtell Archbishop Bergen game at 7, followed by the Ravenna game against either Burwell or Johnson County Central at 8:45. Both those games on the Breeze tomorrow night. We're waiting for Coach Paul Baronic to make his way up, so let's take a timeout, and we'll be back to recap what's happened so far today at State and talk with the coach after this one-minute timeout.
Your farm equipment works hard for you. Trust the experts at Kirshner Implement in Ravenna to service it and get it ready to work hard again this spring. At Kirshner Implement, your John Deere dealer in Ravenna. Good luck, athletes from Kirshner Implement.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
For fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna.
Flashbacks Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history with the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history from Ravenna, like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks Grill Hours, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Monday through Saturday.
Coach Paul Baronic making his way this way. Here is what is happened at the state tournament. We'll tell you about in just a little bit, but we do have a final in Class A. Lincoln Southeast has beat Millard South by a score of 67-47 in the basketball game here today. High school basketball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com and the Breeze 94.5 FM. Coach Paul Baronic has made his way up after the win, and boy, Paul, this is a lot different than the last time that you two teams did a battle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we have, you know, the highest respect for Sutton and their team because of how they play the game. They just play it hard. They've got a great pattern offense that they run that it just really is misery for most teams defensively, especially if you play man-to-man. A lot of teams don't even play them man-to-man anymore. They play them zone, but then they got so many great shooters, so what do you do? So I basically had a knot in my gut for about 10 days with, like, Spongy's picture on it. You know, I mean, he's just so good. But I guess I got to credit our guys because they've had a little bit of a bitter taste from the Axtell game, and nothing against Axtell. The thing of it is that they taught us something. They taught us that if you come out with energy and fire, then you're going to be successful. And that's what Axtell did against us. And that left us a little bit of a chink in our armor, and we tried to pound it out this week a little bit. And to credit the guys, they really came out, and they've got a mission on, you know, on their hands, basically.
Paul, that usually hasn't been a problem for Ravenna. That's been something you guys have built your dynasty on,
yeah,
if you want to say that. Is that maybe because you have still a lot of sophomores and a lot of young kids in there, or is it a different reason?
You know, you're talking about guys that, you know, Adam Mingus and Eric Johnson brought a lot of energy last year. You know, they just did it talking. They did it walking. They did it every way. We haven't had that. When some of the guys even said we haven't had a vocal leader per se this year, you know. But I think everybody was a vocal leader today, and that's what we made it. We made it a team vocal leader unit kind of a thing, if that's any type of term or whatsoever. You know, I'm a little giddy right now because of how well the guys went out and just really battled. But you're right. The staple of Ravenna is coming out with hard energy. You know, the next day against Axtell, we practiced subbing, you know, sprinting on and sprinting off. You know, we talked about, you know, when you get a foul called on you, what are you going to do? You're going to go rebound hard next time. You can't get involved with the things that you can't handle or control. You can only control what you can control.
You told me before the game, and you even, as you rarely do, I might point out, you said, hey, guys, what did you think? You know, you had your opinion of what happened. You looked at your assistant coaches, and you said, you know, what did you think? And you guys all nodded that you got pretty much exactly what you wanted in practice and from the day that you lost the district final to today.
We were going to – I toyed with taking the day off, and I thought about it. You know, I was out of school the next day, and I thought about it, and I just came back and I said, you know what? I think we're just going to get the bad taste out of our mouth right now. Let's hunker down and let's go. You know, six teams came into this tournament winners. You know, maybe that's an edge. You know, I don't know. But we came back the next day, and there were not many happy faces. So we watched the first half of the Axtell game, and guys came out of that very, 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 very ticked.
When you made your threes, which really didn't happen against Axtell, but you made some threes early on in this basketball game, and like happened with Axtell earlier today, you're able to get out to a comfortable lead, and then you're able to play a lot of kids. And it even got to the point where Sutton, I thought, tried to run up and down the floor with you, and that's something that's almost like unlawful in the city of Sutton. Sponge,
yeah,
wants to keep them under control, but I think he was okay with letting them trying to change up when they got behind 24-8.
Well, probably not since the Spearman boys have they tried to run up, and, you know, when they averaged 190 points a game then. You couldn't stop those two ever. But, you know, you have all we tried to do was disrupt Sutton, their pattern, their offense, and we just wanted to disrupt them. And I thought our guys did a great job of that. And you're right. You know, when we hit our threes, everything's peachy dory, you know. And it's just, it's really, you know, it's really a good thing when we hit our threes because it brings our energy level up. But, you know, our guys just thought the confidence level was so high that, you know, they were going to take it, make or miss. We were going to crash. We've even made a joke about it a little bit. We've been shooting so bad, we should make that an advantage for us. We know we're going to miss, so go get the offensive rebound. Nobody else knows we're going to miss. Everybody thinks we're going to make it, so go get the rebound. So, you know, who knows? I know, you know, we're just fortunate to win, and we're happy. I'm just really happy for the community of Ravenna, our school, because the spirit and everything really gets jacked up, and we have some of the greatest fans. We had alumni sitting in the front row that were yelling and hollering, you know, some of those guys that I used to yell at and spit on with, you know, when they won it, and you know, but it's just good to see them guys back, and I think that's what makes it a family affair. It's almost spiritual for me. It just really is. It's just a kind of a nice time to reflect sometimes before and after the games, but not really during because I'm kind of a Nazi.
Yeah, you say Nazi.
Maybe you can't say Nazi. I probably shouldn't say Nazi.
You had a lot of supporters. You always do. Quick thought, I think it'll be fun if you get a chance to play Burwell. Johnson County Central is also a good basketball team. I think most fans don't have any clue where Johnson County is or anything about them, but I know they're a good basketball team. Do you have one early scouting report on both teams?
I do. You know, Johnson County, when they were good, when they had the Tecumseh Tornado down there, you know, Chris Hutt's a good friend of mine, and I've coached with him. And Garrett Mann's a good friend of mine. I've coached and fished with him. You know, I spent all summer with Chris Hutt last year. They're just two good guys who are going to get the most out of their basketball teams. I will say this. Johnson County has one stud of a player, Kosmicki, and he really can light it up. Pull up Jay, all kinds of stuff. The Burwell Longhorns, they're just Burwell Longhorns. They played the same way since Chris Basnett was in school. You know, hard-nosed, tough defense. They'll run that oaky offense, and then they'll lay it up underneath on you. So you just got to credit both teams for how they got here, because Burwell got through some tough district games. You know, Johnson County got down to the wire on some. So, you know, you got to credit both teams for getting here, and they're just going to be solid.
Yeah, Johnson County won by 4. They won by 3 in triple overtime, and then they won by 3 more in the district final. And Burwell had to beat Plainview, Creighton, and Hardington Cedar Catholic. And Hardington, of course, got down here and lost a heartbreaker in the second game of the day to Archbishop Bergen. So, Coach, I know you got a lot more responsibility here, so we'll let you get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You're talking the responsibility?
Yeah, you've got to go talk to people.
I don't talk to anybody, you know, that really didn't want to hear me. But I have no responsibility. My wife has responsibility. My assistants have. I'm just like, I'm living the dream. I'm just, it's like a carnival life for me, especially when our kids play well and our fans get to see it. It is not a better carnival.
Well, big win tonight on both occasions. You bounce back from the district loss, and you bounce back in a big way. So, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks,
we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much for covering us. Appreciate it.
We'll take a final break and wrap things up in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays, plus a reminder that for all of your Golden Harvest seeds, call Larry and Gary Barrett. For quality seeds that grow like the winning reputation of the Ravenna Blue Jays, it's Golden Harvest. So call Larry or Gary Barrett today for your Golden Harvest seeds for spring planting.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
I want to tell you that Sean Payne, we just got the report there from the trainer, Scott Kratzer, that he did split his lip. It doesn't look like he's going to get stitches. They're just going to try and go ahead and let that heal up on its own. So there you go. Here's what's happened so far today at the state tournament. In Class A, it was Norfolk over Grand Island, 69-49. Then in the second game of the day in Class A, it was Creighton Prep, 62-50 over Omaha Bryan. Lincoln Southeast has defeated Millard South, 67-47, and Omaha Central getting ready to play Lincoln High. In Class B, it was South Sioux City over Sydney, 67-55. And then we had, Ralston over Adams Central, 54-42. In Class B, your winner ends up being Omaha Scott easily today. Omaha Scott, no problem in the ball game as they down Crete, the number 8 seed, 78-34. So almost the same score that we had in this basketball game. Pius now gets ready to take on Beatrice. In C1, it was Shatter over Wilbur Claytonia, 41-32. It was Minden over Fall City, 46-41. It was Hastings St. Cecilia over Takama Herman, 80-44. And it was Norfolk Catholic downing Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 50-48. Axtell was a winner over Dundee County Stratton, 73-45. Archbishop Bergen over Hardington Cedar Catholic, 62-59. It was Ravenna in the game that just concluded, 73-34 over Sutton, and Burwell getting ready to play Johnson County. In D1, Freeman over Sandhill Setford, 54-43. Emerson Hubbard over Humphrey, 56-39. Overton beat Randolph today by a score of 55-45. And also, Humphrey St. Francis, a 53-32 winner over Exeter Milligan. In D2, it was Ewing 58, Heartland Lutheran 43. In overtime, the only overtime game of the day, it was Hayes Springs rallying to beat Giltner by a score of 69-66. And Hampton has advanced on Downing Lynch, 63-38. Sterling and Hayes Center getting ready to do battle at Lincoln Northeast. Don't forget the Hastings men getting ready to take on Cardinal Stritch of Wisconsin in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. Tip-off scheduled for 9:15 on our sister station, 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and on HastingsLink.com. The Hastings women play in the second round of the National Tournament tomorrow at 12 noon on KHAS. Also tomorrow, the Husker women play at 11 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, against Kansas State. Here's where our high school games will be located tomorrow. In C1, Shadron will play Minden at 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Then at 10:45 on ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Norfolk Catholic. In C2, you'll be able to hear both semifinals on the Breeze 94.5 FM as Axtell takes on Archbishop Bergen and Ravenna takes on the winner of the Burwell-Johnson County game. In D1, those games are at 7 and 8:45 tomorrow night. In D1, Overton will play Humphrey St. Francis on ESPN 1460. And in D2, all the teams from the area got knocked out today, so there's your radio. And don't forget all six championship games, ESPN 1460 and 1550, coming up on Saturday. Want to thank our engineers, Steph and Grant, back at the studios, and that's going to wrap things up. You've been listening to the Sylvan Learning Center and Misco Sports Postgame Show on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, and also Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney. This is Doug Dudas saying, once again, the final score, Ravenna 73, Sutton 34, from Lincoln in the State Boys Basketball Tournament. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.